30. Marcus. He could have spent hours in those temples. Days, just picking out the details and the incredible artwork that alone seemed untouched by the endless damp of the jungle. There was so much to learn, so many questions he wanted to ask, so much he wanted to know. But the Inlanders weren't his priority. Not when he was going to have to punish Felix's treason when he returned. His men led them out of the nameless city and through the jungle until they reached the banks of a dry stream, which they followed, the incline growing steeper with every passing minute.
Well, shit, Quintus said under his breath, gazing skyward. Didn't expect to see these on this side of the world.
Marcus was inclined to agree. To either side of the stream bed were Bardonese redwoods, some of the trees old enough to tower above the jungle canopy. He imagined that from above they must look like strange sentinels guarding a path through the forest.
I'm surprised they grow here,
Tyrianna said.
Bardeen is much colder.
But equally as wet. Marcus walked around a boulder, the stones of the stream bed shifting beneath his feet. A stream of size had once run through here, for the banks were high and jagged with rock. Why had the water ceased to flow? Ahead, a cliff rose out of the jungle, with a dozen or so of his men working near its base. And perhaps 15 feet above them, a glittering xanthier stem jutted from the rock.
Explains why none of the other pathhunters survived,
Tyrianna murmured, holding a hand to her brow to shade her eyes from the sun.
Drop like that would kill you if you fell wrong. And even if you fell right, most would break a leg or ankle. The man who reached us got lucky.
His luck didn't last. At the sight of him, his men stopped working and saluted. The man in charge said,
Nearly got the scaffolding finished, sir.
Good. I know where the stem is in Bardeen, Quintus said. Remember that stream we had to cross to get to the 29th's followers' camp?
The 29th was notorious for many things, but one of them was the number of people who followed the Legion, providing them services in exchange for the men's coin. Paid company. Those who pandered to vices. Laundresses. They always caused problems, so Marcus never allowed the behavior, dispersing anyone who tried to follow the 37th about.
Yes.
The stream split, Quintus said. Half of it going over the waterfall and the other half disappearing into a hole, about 10 feet away.
Marcus stared up at the stem, imagining what it must have looked like with water bursting from its tip. A stream originating in Bardeen, bringing new life to the jungles of Aranoquia.
Speculation was that the shaft rejoined the rest of the stream at the base of the falls.
And given that they'd been in the middle of conquering Hydrilla, no time had been spent investigating. Though apparently afterwards someone had taken the time to reroute the stream and excavate. Xanthier was often found in streams and rivers, and even Legion soldiers were eligible to receive the financial reward if they discovered a stem. The men were moving the scaffolding into place, and Marcus waited silently until they had it ready before climbing.
Let's go look, Quintus said,
and the wooden frame shuddered as he and Tyrianna followed. Reaching the platform, Marcus knelt, casting a backward glance at the jungle and trying to ignore the way his heart skittered at being so high. It wasn't much of a view, the stream bed winding its way into the jungle, so he turned to the xanthier, squinting as the crystal reflected light into his eyes.
I've never had a chance to look at one up close. It's beautiful.
Tyrianna had crawled onto the platform next to him, and his nostrils filled with the scent of cedar and orange blossoms, and inexplicably, the sea. She reached out a hand to touch it, but Marcus caught her wrist. Always check its terminus before touching it. Pulling loose a pebble that had lodged in his sandal, he tossed it against the xanthier. If it had been a genesis, it would have disappeared, whisked away to some unknown destination, but instead it bounced off, falling to the ground below. Quintus squeezed between them, the scaffolding swaying from their combined weight, and Marcus's breath caught, the ground suddenly feeling very far away.
Smells like Bardeen.
Quintus had his face directly in front of the tip, his eyes closed.
And wood smoke.
Elbowing Quintus out of the way, Marcus leaned closer, feeling the breath of breeze coming from the xanthier brush against his cheek. Inhaling deeply, he nearly recoiled at the familiarity of the scents. None of it brought back good memories. Bardeen had been the last of their missions with the 29th, and the worst of them.
That's incredible.
Tariana's braids brushed his arm as she leaned closer, sending a prickle of sensation across his skin.
It's like Bardeen is right there.
They were within the Empire's reach now, whether the Empire realized it or not.
I've seen enough. Let's go.
Back on the ground, he motioned to Gibson. Get something solid in place just in case the Senate sends anyone else. We don't need them falling to their deaths. If only that Pathhunter hadn't survived the fall.
Yes, sir.
Glancing back up at the stem that had the power to destroy everything he dreamed for the 37th, Marcus said, We'll make camp for tonight. And despite dreading what he'd have to do once they returned to Arakam, he added, We'll return to the coast in the morning.